If it were sold at a premium, it could be argued, well, that's not a bad thing because you'll get it back in the long run, and that's that would be a short-term loss but a long-term gain for the market if a government issue went at a big premium. That's about the chain of reasoning here, and before meeting with these advisory committees this morning, we just wanted to touch base with you and answer any questions that you might have about it.
I went over the message last night, and I am pretty well satisfied. I may want to put in another sentence or two along the lines you did the other day, which I think changed kind of a course of things without doing any violence to what I thought. It just was my view. What you said was just the way I felt, but it wasn't so goddamn arbitrary that I was ruined with my credibility. So I might want to add one more statement that would say something like this, that if they do not pass the pay bill, and if they'll give me my participation, and if they can cooperate and the government can cooperate, all the agencies, and keep civilian expenditures to the January level, and if we can not get any serious, I don't want to get into this too much because Ho Chi Minh's reading it, but if we can keep from having any serious escalations, we could get a budget down to the 15 million deficit, 15 million area, if we got the tax increase when we asked for it. Some summary like that. I sure think we got to do that in backgrounding the hell out of it.
Yeah.
But I think we could do it in the message. Now, outside of that, I'm pretty ready to go. Now, what I want to do, though, I want to try it on for size, certainly with Wilburn, get all his arguments, and then for anybody else as well, too, and the more, the better, the more desirable
right.
It would be. But I think that, far as I'm concerned, I cannot say it would be absolute, but I can say that I have doubts about a tax bill and the effect it'll have on the economy, and I'm frightened that it may mess our economy up. I have been for a tax bill 100% for 100 days, no question about that. And I'm going to send a tax message, and I'm going to send this one. I might move from 10 to 9, or I might move from 4 billion to 3, or I might move from a billion and a half domestic to 2 billion, or some little something like that. But I'm going to send a message, and I want to be able, if I can, to take anything further that you say, or anything further that Wilbur says, or anything further that McCormick or Albert or Mansfield would say, and be able to consider it. But I'm right where I can say yes or no pretty quickly now, and I would say the odds are 95% that I could have it, what is today, Wednesday?
Today's Wednesday.
That I could have it tomorrow. We might, if we could find a time when we could be sure that you're on board as you see it, and at Gardner, and everybody just got all the perfections that they want made. They don't want anything else. They're satisfied. I've got that memo signed by everybody, but I'd just like for you to look at it one more time and look at this angle, and Gardner and Joe. Then I told them to put Wilbur on at 6. I thought they had him on yesterday, but they messed around, didn't call him till he had a dinner date, but I guess he couldn't have helped that. He probably had it the day before anyway, but I had all these Senate chairmen, and I hit them pretty hard with taxes. And I just said, now, it's 8 billion deficit plus 7 and 7. That's what I remembered. And I said, that's 22. Now, if you don't take a billion of it off, you can give me my participation. That's 21. If you don't take a billion off, don't pass the pay bill. That's 20. If you want to take another couple of billion off, give me a 4% extra on taxes. That's 18. Then if you agree with me to go along with me on cutting a billion and a half and maybe minimum 2, 3.5 more, well, you can get it down to 15 or 16. By cutting these expenditures, stopping the buildings, and stopping all these things that you like. And before Wright immediately got into Vietnam, anytime you mention Vietnam, so they want to cut everything and just do nothing until they want what they want, don't want to pass tax bill, don't want to pass appropriate, don't want to do anything until stop Vietnam. Yeah. That was the net of it. That's why I can't emphasize Vietnam so much. Because I think we've got to emphasize it with the people by saying that here's what we're doing there, but we can't emphasize it with the doves. It's a hell of a shape, you see. But most of them in this crowd last night were that way. Anyway, I'm ready to say that I'm 95% sure that I can go to the mimeograph in the morning with it and go up tomorrow at noon.
You're not going to have the council fellows in or the labor fellows in?
Well, I could, but I could have them tomorrow, you see, even though I'm going up at noon to discuss it with them. I don't have to have them change. I mainly want to background them and give them my reasons for it.
I
think we could do that after your announcement this morning if we could get a date with Wilbur. If you think Wilbur could keep anything, if he just wouldn't go up there and bust it on us, we could do it around the noon one. Marvin said that we better bring him in at dark so he don't have any morning papers, because he just has a bunch of whores following him, and he loves to tell them that he's hurt or disappointed or something. But we might all just take a gamble and say, now, Wilbur, we can have made up mind, but here's what we're thinking about, and you can't talk it. And if we could do that, we could cancel a bunch of folks at the midday period today. Now, they tell me that you're going to lose $600-700 million out of foreign aid, and you may not have any foreign aid bill. Fulbright said, I'm just not sure I'll have any foreign aid at all. Just don't think I will.
Yeah, that'll cut us down in 69-70. Won't help us in this fiscal year, 68.
Foreign aid won't help your budget.
The spending impact. What that does is keep Bill Gould from authorizing and making contracts that would be paid off. Money would go down in 69-70 and 71.
I think what I would like for you and Deming and Barr, you're better conservative people, to do. I wish you'd take this message and analyze every item in it that we haven't accounted for. Now, Bill Martin comes up to $700 million on extra interest.
I'm the fellow that came up to $700 million.
All right,
he
that's
came good. Five. I came up to $700
million. I told him to get a hold of him yesterday when Charlie said it wasn't. Well, so you...
Bill and I are aboard on the 7th.
All right, then try to get whoever else it is on any of these others. I'm not sure we got stockpiling accurate. I'm not sure that we've got any... possible charges of Freeman accurate. I just hate to be speculating, and I think that you ought to have a good hard session just on the possible overruns. Just call a possible overrun session with Charlie and tell him to make every list of everything he can think of that's conceivable that gets us caught. We're too loose over there.
Well, I just can't, I can sit down with Charlie from now till doomsday. I've been jumping up and down on this budget thing without trying to make everybody mad and walk out of the room. But the slippage up there is just, you remember last August, we sat down, took a very hard look at this thing, and the most they were looking at was from $120 billion to $122 billion. At that time, and the defense thing didn't make any difference. It was a lot of these other things. So I feel like my feet are. I feel the same way you do. That your feet are in sand on this, and I think this is a large part of this feeling gets out into the country that the budget somehow or other is out of control. At least that side of it, and it's not right. It's not accurate. We know how hard we work to hold it, but this is something that I'm just afraid that.
Last year's worked out fairly well. We didn't have civilian expenditures. We're under.
Yeah, that's right.
And now what we've got to do, you see, Joe, we've got two things. I don't believe you can get a tax bill through the Congress unless you've got a hellacious deficit. Now, that's number one. Number two, I get a tax bill, I want to cut the living hell out of that deficit.
Well,
now, do you follow me?
Yeah.
If I cut before I get a tax bill, I'll just defeat my tax bill.
That's right.
And nobody sees that but me. I hope you do.
Well, Wilbur, I'm sure that the pitch, if he comes around favorably, incidentally, Martin spent about an hour and a half with him yesterday afternoon. And he had a good, hard, tough session in which Bill, from Bill's description of it, was just about as tough as he could get. The one thing that he said that Wilbur kept weaving around and ducking out he wanted to cut this spending, and he couldn't keep it under control and so on. And if he could get, a dollar for dollar, dollar of increased taxes against a dollar of reduced spending, why, that'd be the kind of a deal he'd like to go for. Well, now, the makings of that kind of a thing are in there if he will accept the proposition that we're talking about 142 rather than 135. And two, if you're asking for $7,400,000,000 in taxes, and you will work with him to try to keep that as close to 135 if the Congress will cooperate with you on the pay bill and on these other overages.
But so we know they won't, Joe. We know they will not on that. I found that out last night. Mike Manrone, we polled every Senate chairman. They're the most conservatives we've got, the Senate chairman.
Yes.
They wouldn't be chairman if they weren't conservative. And a goddamn one of them thought we'd stop the pay bill. Not a one of them, and I don't think we can either. They finally, Mansfield himself came up with the best suggestion I've heard. And it's just from the hip. But he suggested that we pass a 4.5% military pay bill, which we've never done in the history before. Mm. Just say, we've got a pay bill, we've recommended one, the president's recommended it for civilians, we're gonna recommend it for, let me come up with a message to give our military pay 4.5%. Mm. And then the military leaders can hold it. Russell and them, we hope, could hold it. Because they don't agitate, the military doesn't. They don't have the organization.
Yeah.
Then we pass that. Then when civilian come along, say, hell, we can't give you more than we give a soldier boy.
That's a good ploy.
Now, the only trouble is the civilians will be on to it, and they'll come out and say, well, hell, you're not treating your soldiers in Vietnam right. And they'll offer it to get up what they want. But I think we could, if we could get Russell and them to go with it and Rubber, well, we might do it. That's one thing we'll try on that, though. Anyway, I think I would not say absolute, but I would say 95% Thursday or Friday. And I would gamble it that way if I were Secretary of Treasury. You can gamble it any way you want to. But if I were gambling on it and you were president and you said that you feel that way, you can be sure I'm going to have a tax bill.
Yeah.
You can be sure I'm going to have the running gears of what we got.
Right.
The perfections have to be worked out, which you'll probably want to change yourself if something new came in, or Wilbur, on his recommendation to get his support.
Right.
But that takes a little time. Now, I'm willing, after you get through your meetings this morning, to consider a lunch at 1, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, that area, the middle of the morning. Middle of the afternoon, right after lunch, right after 12, I mean. I eat lunch at 3 or 4 usually, but I'm willing to do that with him, or we have it firmly agreed upon for 6.
I think I'd keep it to tonight.
And if we could go with him tonight, I'd be shoving him pretty fast to get him tonight and go up tomorrow, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's right, would be.
We might have him at lunch today and give him the running gears and have him come by again tonight and show him what we worked out of it and kind of make him feel he'd had two conferences.
That'd be all right.
I'll tell Martin, see that. Have you got a lunch?
I've got one, but...
What time do you get through?
I get through by 2 o'clock.
Well, let's shoot at 2 and let's see. I'll see what Marvin says.
All right.
By 2 o'clock.
Okay, sir.
Bye.